VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Long-displaced residents of South Lebanon started returning to their homes amid celebrations hours after a ceasefire between Israel and the Hezbollah militant group took effect early Wednesday morning. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The ceasefire has brought relief across the Mediterranean nation, coming days after some of the most intense airstrikes and clashes since the war began, though many wondered if the agreement to stop fighting would hold. Israel has said it will attack if Hezbollah breaks the ceasefire agreement. The Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire marks the first major step toward ending the region-wide unrest triggered by Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7th of last year, but it does not address the devastating war in Gaza. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Without a similar deal in Gaza, many residents say they felt abandoned. In the latest violence, Israeli military strikes across the Gaza Strip killed 15 people on Wednesday, some of them in a school housing displaced people, medics there said.
After an extensive investigation,
the International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor has asked judges to issue an arrest warrant for the head of Myanmar's military regime for crimes committed against the country's Rohingya Muslim minority.
This is the first application for an arrest warrant against a high-level Myanmar government official that my office is filing. More will follow. Today's application is the outcome of an independent and impartial investigation based upon a wide variety of evidence from numerous sources, such as witness testimonies, including from insider witnesses, and authenticated, credible photographic and video materials.
Senior General Min Aung Hlaing took power from the elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi in a coup in 2021. He's accused of forcing nearly a million people into neighboring Bangladesh to escape what has been called an ethnic cleansing campaign involving mass rapes, killings, and the torching of homes. This is